And the last thing is just about motivation and about the entire kind of, I've kind of said a lot of things today, and I don't know if it sticks, but my big theme is that you as students and you as parents should let your child be the motivation. Like, have them teach them self-motivation in a way. And the way you do that is by letting them make decisions about what they want to do in life. You should encourage this motivation and dedication, but to micromanage and to try to push them towards a certain life goal, it's going to backfire eventually, because once they become an adult, they have to make their own decisions. You can't always be there for them, and the best way to trust that your kid will become, if not what you wanted them to be, but something that you can be proud of, is to let them make decisions early. The funny thing that happened at the last college panel, when we had these five kids up there, Harvard, Princeton, Georgetown, UCs, was that some parent went up and said, like, so what should the parents be doing to help their kid? And what did your parents do to help you guys? And I said, well, my parents kind of let me do what I want, basically is what I said. I turned to Mr. Harvard, and he was like, yeah, my parents did that too. They really didn't try to control me. Georgetown, yeah, my parents were really, really nice. They supported me through all my decisions. And down the line, all these kids from UCs to Harvard said that their parents, their Asian parents, didn't really try to control them. And what they did do was to, the only thing that they tried to really help them do was to stay dedicated when it was tough for them. So if they really like, the best things to do are often the hardest things to do for the kid too. So when I was struggling with the fact that I was doing mock trial, color guard, dance, and writer's block, journalism, everything, and I would just break down, my mother would be like, you can't, you know, you have to breathe through this, you have to stick with it, it'll be over, you'll be done, and you've always done this, you've succeeded. And to really be their support in those kind of trying times like that. And it's the support that you give them to make their own decisions, say like, I don't think I want to do piano, I think I want to try this, and you have to say like, okay, but if you try this, you've got to stick with it, you know. If you really want to do this and you find this interesting, stick with it, because if your kid can find the one thing he really likes to do in school or out of school, even if it's underwater basket weaving, and they do it for 10 years of underwater basket weaving, that's great for colleges. It's great for life, because it means that there's something important to you. And so you have to foster, I would like it if parents thought about fostering that kind of passion in their kids by, first when they're young, exposing them to new things, and then once the kid finds out what they like, to ask them to stick to it. And if your kid can't really find it or is having trouble, just keep encouraging them to stick with things. So it's like, well, you might not like this, but you're kind of good at it. Maybe you should try, you know, like, doing something else. Like, if you're really good, like, you won the science fair, you know, when you were a freshman, you should try again. You really should. You're good at it. Your teachers say you're good at this. Try something else. Like, try something in the science field. Like, direct them in the general direction of what they're good at. Because passion is what you do well enough to get credit for. And that's how you develop things that you like. I hate to admit that it's that, like, simple, that there's not some, like, inner natural talent involved to it, but it really is, because that's what my passion for writing was doing something well, and I kept doing it because I kept getting recognition for it. Even if it's not, like, an award, just, like, saying, like, wow, this really moved me, if someone said that to me, I would keep writing just to hear one person say, your writing moved me. And so that's the kind of thing that develops a passion. And it's tough for parents, like, especially Asian parents, to kind of let go of their child and give them that free rein of making mistakes, even really big mistakes. But I'd like to say that, you know, you can monitor your child and their success will kind of be like this. You know, they'll get into a UC and they'll do good and they'll, you know, they'll be okay. But in order to make them shoot to the top and be the most successful they could possibly be with their own intelligence and limitations, you have to let them risk going down. To go up, you have to risk going down. Because if you monitor, they'll always just be like this. But if you give them the rein of making decisions, I'm going to try out to be, you know, I'm going to try out for this math competition, and I'm going to go as far as I can, even though it's going to cost me a lot of money. That's an up with the risk of a down, you know. So that's the thing about letting your children have this free reign. They might choose to play video games all day, and that's the down. But they also might be able to develop a passion for gaming and computer systems and want to be a game developer and suddenly decide that I can work on, you know, like, I can become a comp sci major and do this and become into game development, and suddenly that's an up, you know. And so really, don't be afraid to let your child loose on the reins just a little bit, especially when they're at the age of the high school level. I think it's I understand kids who parents want to monitor their kids when they're younger and try to get them to do a lot of things, which is totally fine. But when they're at this age, you have to let them you have to let them choose what they want to do, even if it's not what you want them to do. Because eventually, if you try to force them down the line of being a doctor or an engineer, when they become adults, they don't have to listen to you anymore. And you don't want that kind of relationship where it's like, I'm free, I don't care what you say, I'm going to become an artist and a musician, and you can't say anything about that. You don't want that kind of rapport with your child. You want to be able to say, like, I've let you, you know, make your own decisions in life, but I really would like you to consider moving into this field. You know, would you be willing to explore that? And if you have that kind of relationship with your kid, which is the relationship that my mom has with me, it becomes much more easier for me to listen to her advice and take it into consideration, because she's let me make my own decisions before. And so now I feel like I owe her something to, like, you know, she's like, I want you to be really I want you to be really good at writing. You have, you know, like, don't stop writing. Even if you're, you know, even if you're lazy, like, if you feel lazy and you just want to dance all the time and have fun and watch movies, please take time to write. And I'm like, you're right, I should be doing that, because that's what I'm passionate about. So once you find your kid doing something they really like to do, encourage them to keep going. Because that's the only way to push as a parent that the child will thank you for the most in the end. And as teenagers, build that relationship with your parents by saying, like, I want to make this decision and I hope you trust me, because I really, you know, be the mature parent and be the mature adult in some situations. Because once you build that connection with your parents, it helps. It helps you both succeed and feel better about yourself. Do you have any questions about college apps? Like, I can go back into specific details about tests and high school and other things.